Easy rewards, 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 easy rewards.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned in the famous book of Hadith, Tirmizi Sharif, that the best of creation, the Rasul of Rahmah, and the intercessor of the Ummah, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he has said, closest to me on the day of judgment amongst the people will be the one who has recited the Salat upon me the most. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madin Channel, before I continue with our silsila called Easy Rewards, Asan Nekia, I'd like to stop here and mention about this Fazilat Durood, because we are in the blessed month of Ramadan. This is the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. Shaban is the month of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wasallam. And the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this month, a lot of things are multiplied by many. One example I like to give you is when one recites durood upon the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it's mentioned that he will gain 10 good deeds. But in the holy month of Ramadan, this will be multiplied by many. And then if you think to yourself, just in the month of Ramadan, if we reciting one durood sharif, one peace and blessing upon the best of creation, on a normal day, on a normal month, it's 10 good deeds. But in Ramadan, it's multiplied by many. But then on a Friday in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, is multiplied by even more than that. Then why don't we today make our mindset that from now on, in this blessed month of Ramadan, I will not only recite peace and blessings upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, but I will make it a habit that to abundantly recite peace and blessings upon our master, the best of creation, the most beautiful creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And through the barakah, through the blessings of this, inshallah azza wa jal, as we have just heard from Tirmizi Sharif, that the one who recites the most salat upon me will be closest to me on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the last episode, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we talked about, again, how in our everyday lives we do things on a daily basis, and we don't even realize whether this is a good thing or whether this is a bad thing. This normal act, I have to do this anyway. You know, this is part of our routine. I am doing this. Will I get rewarded for this? Do I even know if this is good for me? And on top of that, is this something I should refrain from? Is this a sin? Will this lead me to the hellfire? So this has been our concept in this entire silsila. And we spoke about in the last episode, the method, for example, of drinking water. You know, drinking water is something we all have to do. The body can't survive without water. So what do? We drink water. For some of us, we'll be drinking water liters a day. Do we even know that this is an actual reward? And there is a set method, a method in which the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has showed us, he has told us, and he has taught us on how to do this. And then through every single step of the way, for example, just summarizing, pouring the water into the cup, pouring the water into the glass or the utensil, before even pouring the water, you can make good intentions. Then when you pour the water into the cup or into the glass or the utensil, you look at the water. This is sunnah. To make sure that there's nothing wrong with it, drinking in three sips, reading Bismillah before you even drink it. There are so many more intentions that you could make. But this, every single step of the way, again, it proves that Islam is a way of life. Being a Muslim has a way, a set way of life. And that way of life is following the sunnah of the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But inshallah, azawajal, if we didn't have knowledge of this, or we did, either way, we will try to act upon this. Why? Because it is the blessed month of Ramadan, inshallah, azawajal. One small deed will be multiplied by many. So imagine now we will learn, and we will go away and try to act upon these things. Even if we don't act upon these things, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, the mercy of our Lord, the mercy of Allah azawajal is such, even if you sit there and make intentions, dear viewers of Madani Channel, just making intentions, inshallah azawajal, you forget to do the action. You might forget, but you will still definitely be rewarded for the intention that you make. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today I want to talk about one of the daily activities that we all do. And it might be that we do it so often, it's become again a formality. A lot of us, for example, we will apply fragrance, itr. Now, there are two things to itr, and I will explain both inshallah azawajal. One is, you apply itr, but why? Are you applying itr time again, again and again? Because, you know, you are doing this to please other people, or you're doing this to please yourself. I'll give you an example, dear viewers of the channel. Some people put on fragrance so that other people don't say anything bad to them. So you are doing this for other people. You're making sure that other people don't have a bad, you know, a negative mindset about you, a negative feeling towards you. For example, you know, if you don't smell the best, and you have gone sitting with people, you know, they say that the first expression is the best expression, is the final expression. In your first expression is everything. So in the first expression, before the person even sees you, it could be that the smell of you. And you know, if you sweating, or if you normally haven't put anything on, you're not even sweating, but it's just because of the company you've been with, or because somebody has been, you know, for example, smoking, and some of that has gone on to you. You know, you won't smell very nice. So, do you apply your itr so that other people, only for this intention, that other people don't say anything bad against you, don't say anything wrong about you behind your back? You know, it could be a means of backbiting as well. You know, when you leave, people will start making faces and say, look, did you smell that brother? You know, it's really bad. How could he be like this? And remember, you're a Muslim as well. So this is the first scenario. The second scenario I want to mention is that, do you apply itr? Do you wear your perfume or your fragrance because you're making yourself feel better? Now, the first was making someone else feel better, making someone else think better about you. But in this scenario, you're making yourself feel better. How? So that other people praise you and you feel good about yourself. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, listening to this, you might think that it's not good. Applying itr is not good, but in fact, it is a very, very, very easy reward. It is indeed an amazing act. But intentions and mindset, dear viewers of Madani Channel, have to be correct. And the first thing one should do is think that I will apply itr, I will apply fragrance, I will smell good. Why? Why, dear viewers of Madani Channel? To please Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the first intention we should all make. So now if we think, dear viewers of Madani Channel, some of us might apply itr for other people, some of us might apply itr for ourselves, some of us might just apply itr for the sake of it. You know, it's a formality. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, ye bhi neki hai. This is also a good deed. And not just a good deed, one that can be multiplied by so many times because we're in the month of Ramadan. If we just make some good intentions. For example, the first one I gave you, We will apply this for no one other than Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madin Channel, this is the very first thing we should think, because it is normal, like I said, to apply fragrance. But for who? Astaghfirullah. Are you applying it for other people without thinking about Allah and His Rasul, Allah and His Messenger? Doing this, you know, are you making the correct intentions? Or are you doing this for yourself so that people praise you? Ma'adallah wa a'udhu billah. You could fall into the trap of shaitan, into the trap that he did. You know, that trap he fell into. What was that trap, dear viewers on the channel? It's pride. Are you applying fragrance so that other people praise you? We have to think and we have to reflect, dear viewers on the channel, that sometimes evil thoughts, while it is a good deed, while it is an amazing deed, while it is a beautiful deed, and while you are doing this, if you think about the deed and you make the correct intentions, you can get a lot of reward very easily. Because it's something you do every day. A lot of us do this. We don't want to smell bad, so we apply fragrance. But again, dear viewers of Madrasa, I bring you to the intentions. Are they correct? Evil thoughts could creep into our mind. And never mind questioning yourself whether this is a good deed or am I gaining easy reward. Because in some cases, it can be. But in some cases, you could end up thinking in a negative way. And worse, start having evil intentions and start committing sins. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions in his book, Ihya ul-Ulum, that the people who apply fragrance to receive the praise of people, or to apply such fragrance that people will think that you are rich and you are wealthy, this is a sin. And on the day of judgment, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, this fragrance will stink worse than a corpse. We should always, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, keep a clear mind and think before every single thing, is this a good thing that I am going to do or not? Think that this act that I'm doing, this is a daily routine. It's a formality. Okay, I'm used to this. But am I doing this? Once in a while, think to yourself, am I doing this for the sake of Allah? To please His beloved Rasul? And if you can't think whether this is a good thing, whether this is an easy reward, then at least think to yourself, will this be wasteful or will this be a sin? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Along with this, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, one can make the intention that I am acting upon the sunnah of the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will read Bismillah Sharif, and the best of creation too would bless fragrance by allowing it to touch His soft and perfect delicate skin. Along with this, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, this intention that I've told you, that it is a sunnah. Applying a fragrance is a sunnah. And the best of creation will do this. And I will also read Bismillah Sharif to summarize. But the biggest thing, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, coming away from applying fragrance for me and for you, let's go and look at that the best of creation used to apply fragrance. Now somebody might also think bad here. Ma'adallah wa a'udhu billah. Now why do we wear fragrance? We will wear fragrance most of the time because to remove a bad odor or a bad smell from ourselves. But does this mean, ma'adallah wa a'udhu billah, the Prophet had some kind of smell like this, similar to us? No. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, listen to this. First of all, you should remember that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did these things so that me and you will gain reward. But the second thing I'd like to mention is, how can fragrance remove something? You know, fragrance, we apply fragrance to remove our bad smell. How can fragrance itself, fragrant, the best of creation, who has the very best of smell in all of the universe? SubhanAllah. How can fragrance, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, remove something that not only does not smell, astaghfirullah, bad, but even the blessed sweat of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had such a beautiful smell like no other. And this smell was also the best smell in the whole and entire universe. And through this, He, the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, would actually bless fragrance by applying the fragrance to himself. And not just that, he is also blessing me and you, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, because now when we put on fragrance, especially in this month of Ramadan, we will apply fragrance, inshallah, acting according to the sunnah of the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why he did this to teach us? Now, if we do it, we will also get rewarded, inshallah. One, for acting upon the sunnah, and two, for doing this in the blessed month of Ramadan. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madhin Channel, another thing that we do, that not only we do regularly, but again, due to the norms or society, you could say, we do this. And why? Because we do not want to look bad in front of other people. And I am talking about having guests at our home, inviting guests or guests themselves turning up to your house. Why don't we want to upset them? Because, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, we have to meet other people. We too have to go to other people's house. How would you feel if somebody was very bad to you, or somebody was very cruel to you, or somebody didn't serve you properly? And if we look at this, how would I feel? You know, how would I feel? You know, my guests have come home to my house and I'm treating them bad. I'm not serving them properly. And, you know, I'm not caring about this. You know, if I don't care, what goes around will come around. We all have guests, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, and we have to greet them, meet them and serve them, etc. But we do this as a formality. Going back to my point, the whole point of the silsila, Yabi Neki here, this is also a reward, and this is an easy reward. But we do these things in our daily activities as a formality. Due to this, not making intentions, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, again I say, we miss out on so much reward. I like to mention that we do this as a formality, and because it is something we feel bad in. For example, if we don't serve our guests, if we don't greet our guests, if we don't meet the people, especially the person who has come to your house to see you, we both know that he will never come to your house again. So are we doing this, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, for the people? Or are we doing this to please Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? The point is, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, you have to show hospitality. This is my point. Because if you don't, then of course, this will lead to many negatives. This will have a negative mindset of people in their minds against you. And this is not you or me. This is not something anybody would want. And the other thing is that if you, because you have to one day go to a janazah, go to somebody's house, you have to go do masoos or something. You have to go to somebody's house. For example, even Eid, Ramadan will finish. We will go to each other's houses. How would you feel if somebody didn't greet you properly? How would you feel? You know, your whole mood will go, you know, out the window. Eid day. Picture this, Eid day. We're very happy. We're in the mood. We go to read our Eid namaz. We've just met loads of random brothers. Imagine now, your family, they've called you to their house and they don't greet you properly. They don't serve you properly. And they don't meet you properly. How would you feel? Think, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, have you done this to somebody else as well? Then we're the same people who complain. Oh, I never did this to anybody else. Maybe you did. That's why it's happening to you today. Did you make your good intentions? Did you do this to please Allah and His Rasul when somebody came to your house? We have to question ourselves, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. And this again is a very easy reward if we make the correct intentions. And not just that, it is also one of our daily activities. One intention that we can make, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, for hospitality when somebody comes to our house, in order to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I will act as a host. Dear viewers of Madhya Channel, how beautiful is this intention? Before somebody has even come to your house, you make the intention that I will try to act as a host to please Allah and His Rasul. That's it. The angels are assigned to write good deeds for you. SubhanAllah. You haven't done anything yet. Something that you do in your daily lives. Somebody that will come to your house anyway. You have to serve him, greet him, act as a host. Before you even do the actions, alhamdulillah, the angels are writing good deeds for you. SubhanAllah. Then if you think to yourself that I will meet my guests with a warm welcome and I will serve them food, tea, wholeheartedly. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Another beautiful intention, dear viewers of Madhini Channel. Me and you can make. Before we even start to do our actions, before we start to greet our guests, before we start to give them a warm welcome and serve them food, tea, biscuits, whatever it is, wholeheartedly as well, dear viewers of Madhini Channel, we can start gaining reward right from the get-go, before they even come to your house. But do we do this, dear viewers of Madhini Channel? This is another question. Do we do this? If we don't, then me and you both know that how much reward are we missing out on anyway. But the month of Ramadan has come. Shouldn't our mindset be that in this beautiful month, we should be trying to make an extra effort of making good intentions? Okay, rewards, doing something, part of our daily routines. It might be a little bit different because we are fasting. But dear viewers of Madhini Channel, don't let this reward go to waste. Don't let the intention stop. Intentions, you just have to sit there and think. I will sit here and think. You can sit there right now and think that the next time a person comes to my house, I will greet him wholeheartedly. I will feed him wholeheartedly. Allahu Akbar, in the month of Ramadan, if you feed somebody as well, do you know how much reward this is? But this is a different topic, dear viewers of Madhini Channel. But let's make intention, because most likely somebody might come to open their roza in your house. Somebody might come to open his fast in your house. You might have called somebody, or you might go to somebody else's. Either way, one day you will have to be a host. Let's make the intention that I will be the best host I can be to please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Another intention to use on Madhini Channel. Some of us, we make our guests serve. Now this might be a normal thing as well. That you know, it might be a certain type of family member that comes to your house regularly. He doesn't live with you. They might not live with you. But they are still your guest. Do you make them serve? Now if they wholeheartedly want to do this, they will get rewarded as well. But you as a host, you yourself, should think that, you know what? Another intention, dear viewers of Madhini, another intention. I will not let my guest serve. Why? Because he is my guest. And I am the host. Even if he comes to my house regularly, even if he is a close family member, he is still my guest. And I will please him. I will try to help him. And I will serve him and greet him properly, the way I'm supposed to, the way a Muslim is supposed to. I will not let Shaitan enter my heart, dear viewers of Madhini Channel. Sometimes Shaitan will enter into our hearts. And even though he's a guest, just because he is a certain type of family member and he regularly comes to your house, you might start thinking, why isn't he helping? This could happen as well. He can creep into our hearts, why isn't he helping? And especially in this month, if certain family members come to your house, you might expect certain family members to help you serve other family members. You must start thinking to yourself, I've kept a fast all day, and this brother, this person isn't helping me. Why is he helping me? He always comes to my house, he sits here, he eats here, he does whatever he wants here. He should help me serve as well. No, dear viewers of Madhini Channel, why should he? Do you want your good deeds to lessen and your sins to increase? The question is this, dear viewers of Madhini Channel, that when it comes to good deeds, why do we start thinking of this and that? And when it comes to sins, we don't think about anything. We just do it. It's the month of Ramadan. Let's try to think the opposite today. Let's try to think that, you know what? I will try to gain as many good deeds as I can. Because it's multiplied, obviously. And any sins, that any evil thoughts, any satanic whispers that come into my mind, I will get rid of them straight away. And in fact, if this happens, I will do more. I will do more good. I will do more good deeds. I will try to please Allah more and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my daily activities. A final point I want to mention, dear viewers of Madhini Channel. is a point of acting upon the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. I've tried to give you a lot of points about having hospitality for your guests, dear viewers of the channel. But I want to finish off is when you act upon this sunnah and you don't even know that it is a sunnah. I don't want you to be regretting this. So I will tell you that when you walk your guests out of politeness, out of happiness, you know, when you walk your guest from your house to the door to see him off, when you do this to please your guest, when you do this because you don't want no one to think bad of you, when you do this because when you go to other people's house, you like it if somebody does this to you, it shows that you have manners, it shows that you have etiquettes. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, this, you are acting upon the sunnah. This, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, is the sunnah of the best of creation, the most beautiful creation, none other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is? Walking your guest to the door to see him off. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, we do this on a daily basis again. But did we know that this is a sunnah? This is something, one of the etiquettes, something that our beloved Habib, our master, our savior, he gave importance to this. What? Walking our guest, walking his guest to the door to see him off. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he has stated, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, that our guest is one who visits us from outside, whether we already know him or not. Anyone who visits us from our own neighborhood or city for 2 or 3 minutes, meaning a short time, he is a visitor, not a guest. Treat him well, but you do not have to serve him with food. Any unfamiliar person who comes to us for his work is not also a guest. Such as claimants or people asking religious questions come to a ruler or a mufti, these are also not guests of the mufti. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, unfortunately, we have come to an end of this episode. I wish we had more time, because the more I speak, the more rewards I will get as well in this holy month of Ramadan. And the more that you act upon on what I'm saying, inshallah, let's just make the intentions right now. Don't make it later, make it now. And hopefully, inshallah, later on you will remember. But when you make intentions, I will get rewarded as well. And when you start doing your normal daily activities, you will also be rewarded. You make the intention, you will also be rewarded. When you do the things that you're supposed to do anyway, and you've made good intentions, you will definitely get rewarded. And not only that, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, all of this will be times by so many. All of this reward will be multiplied by many. And inshallah, azza wa jal, before the beautiful month of Ramadan ends, we will make a habit of doing our daily activities, not just for the sake of it, but to please Allah and His Rasul. To do the things that we're supposed to do properly, in a certain and set way, and to act upon the sunnah of the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, azza wa jal, another point I would like to mention, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, is that we do our daily activities, and in this blessed month, when we start doing them, inshallah, azza wa jal, so many rewards will be multiplied. But when the month of Ramadan ends, it will be a sad moment. It will be an upsetting time for me and for you. But we should not let go of these Madani pools. We should continue to act the way we are acting in Ramadan throughout the year. If we think that from last Ramadan to this Ramadan, what have I done to change myself? Just one thing, dear viewers of Madani Channel, from last Ramadan till this Ramadan, what have I done to become a better Muslim? Get a pen and paper. Start writing it down. How many things will you write? This is something for me and for you to think. So in this Ramadan, what I am saying is before this blessed month ends, let's try to act upon everything we learn on Madini channel, inshallah azza wa jalla. Not just this silsila, but every other silsila as well, inshallah azza wa jalla. That is the first thing, to please Allah and Rasul. And the other thing is that whilst we make this a habit in the beautiful month of Ramadan, in the 11, other 11 months, I will also make this part of my routine. What I did in Ramadan, I will do it in those months as well. And let's do dua to Allah azza wa jalla, that me and you get jazba, get passion and interest, not to only do this, but also do the madani work of Dawat Islami, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Easy reward, easy reward.